Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday, and the date is 4/29/2011. So that's April 11. So let's have a nice program tonight, end of the week. So let's bring in some peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And see if we can feel that. We'll bring in some more energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there somewhere? Hopefully you're not floating around, but from the space time, you know.
No,
you feel spacey today? Isn't that something?
I'm fastened to my chair quite securely, I think. Yeah.
And we use the term spacey. You feel spacey. Well, just think what that is. You're out, you know, when people say that, that's probably what they really mean. Are you out there floating around somewhere? A new meaning to the word here, spacey, huh?
Yeah, or so, I feel spaced out.
Yeah. That's probably because when people say they feel spaced out, they're actually a clone, okay? And being a clone here, remember, you don't know what's happening, but you do have the memory, and you think that you're here because clones do replicate you. And then when you finally come back here, you feel like you're more conscious. So this is very, very interesting, that nice little word of feeling spacey or spaced out. And I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, going to have the wonderful conference tomorrow and on Sunday. So I speak at 11 o'clock their time. I also have it on the website. It's $10 to listen to both of the presentations that I'll be having. And it starts at 11 o'clock, I guess, a central time. So if you're interested, you can go on the website and I guess use PayPal and get on it. The line will be open before that. I may not be on it, but... it'll be open before and after the call, so just come on. If you don't hear anybody, that'll be because, or if you don't hear me, it's because I haven't started talking yet. So anyway, we'll see what it's going to be like. A lot of people here in the military that I can kind of see, they all have short hair and look like they work at the, or maybe our family of maybe Air Force people. I went to the Strategic Air Command museum here, quite wonderful to watch or see the old planes there that they used to use and stuff a long time ago, and I guess some current ones. So anyway, that was interesting. So this was one of the SAC headquarters here, I believe. So that's what's here. Unfortunately, after leaving about 7 o'clock, actually about 7:30, my time here, being inside all day, I looked up in the sky and I counted 18 chemtrails. And you can hardly even see, 18 of them,
Wow.
And they're still doing them. And, boy, that's, you can't, you know, the normally I don't see probably more than, you know, maybe, you know, half a dozen to maybe 10 of them when I do, you know, see them at times. But I've never seen 18. And you can't even see the blue sky. Typically, it's all kind of like a whitish colored sky out here. remember, initially it's blue, and then when they put the chemtrails, it turns white around the chemtrail. And then when the whole sky's that way, the whole place is polluted. So very interesting. So I don't know if it's from this air base here that they're doing it with or what, but I don't know. I'll ask tomorrow, probably at my lecture, if they know anything about chemtrails here. Most people don't know what they are. So we'll see what happens. So anyway, what do you want to do tonight, Carrie? And anything on the fast chat? We can do timeline crashing if you are. Like.
Sure, yeah. We just have a whole bunch of hellos and thanking you for doing the show live tonight from Maria R. We all know that you've been busy setting up today, and that's a tremendous amount of work, especially with the light infusion chamber. And, yeah, mostly just hellos. Maria R. is saying, Royal Wedding was so fun to watch. I must say I did have a quick little peek and felt rather English. had a little injection of Englishness for myself this afternoon from that. But, yeah, maybe we can do some timeline crashing, if you like. What would you like to do? Should we do some happy, what we think of as happy, positive ones, since we do usually do all the negative emotions, just so that if anyone wasn't on the show the other day when we did that, they can experience that indeed has the same effect.
Yeah, so this last time I did it, people kind of felt sick. So I don't know. We can do it. Remember, an emotion is an emotion. And we tend to think that a positive emotion is good, but it's still going to harm your body. And you're still being abducted also with a positive emotion. So let's do one. I don't know. We could do one for joy.
Okay.
That's a positive emotion. So here we go. Then we'll do one for laughter. So joy. So here we go. Timeline crashing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, getting heavy, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, do some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do one now for laughter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see if we had a beep. Did somebody call in? We were just curious. I think I heard a beep, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do, here we go again. We'll do one for, let's see here. Let's just do one for being in love, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what people talk about now on the fast chat. Getting rid of the alien timelines that are typically positive to us here. We think they're positive, but up there, it may not be so positive. Maybe you like having potato chips, and they force feed them to you until, you know, you can't eat anymore. That could be positive a little bit, you know, because you're enjoying potato chips first, you know, until you see 30 bags of them coming your way, you know. That's the only way, if you like that. But let's see, Carrie, you still back on? We'll read the fast chat. Maybe something's come up here.
Yeah, I'm back on. Yes, there are a few things. Let's see. Cheryl is saying, very heavy in my throat. Tom is saying, feel that in ears a lot and top of head. Interesting. Yeah, I'm feeling something on the top of my head, too. I think those are the only two comments I see so far. I'm just quickly hitting refresh here. We've got some more. Let's have a look. This looks like a question. Shane is asking, does anyone notice electrostatic mechanical structures in the sky? Very odd short-circuit-like energies in the sky from them. So, Ron, maybe that's something that you have seen.
I have seen weird skies that kind of look plastic before. So I have seen the plastic skies. I have seen skies with less stars than other times. I have seen a lot of animal clouds in the sky here in, Omaha. Right now you can't see anything because of the chemtrails, but when it was good, there was some, you know, good-looking clouds and also animal clouds.
Yeah.
I saw some weird stuff in Wyoming coming across. But I've seen more animal clouds here than I have seen anywhere else. And then also I've also seen more chemtrails here than anywhere else, too. So anyway, I don't want to get too negative here. But, wow.
Quite a mix of stuff.
So, they have a respiratory problem here, you know, with people. So let's think, what else can we do? Let's do some timeline crashing.
Bonnie is asking if you
Bonnie. Do you hear a beep?
No, I was just going to say, Bonnie is asking if you can do timeline crash for Euphoria.
Sure, okay, Euphoria. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do a few more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Excuse me. Yes, hi. I mean, sorry. Oh, I guess I was on a few Euphoria timelines. Are you able to do the Q&A tonight, Ron, before I mention that, I should check with you.
Yeah, probably not. I got a lot of stuff to do still for the expo, so
okay.
Tonight I will not have the Q&A, but I want to try something.
Okay.
I want to bring in the energy where we are here in Omaha, Nebraska, to everybody, and I want you to comment on how you feel the air is to you. And then I'll bring in the air. I would think that maybe Hawaii would probably have some pretty good air because it's kind of isolated, you know, in the middle of nowhere in the ocean. So maybe they're not being bombarded with chemtrails. So I just want to try this here. So we'll see what happens. So here comes the air energy. That's your breathing in Omaha, Nebraska, with 18 chemtrails. It might be more right now, but I counted 18 about an hour ago. So here we go. An experiment here. We'll take it away, too. And whatever poisons come into you, we'll get rid of also. So 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see what people feel with this energy. And now we're going to bring in, in fact, we'll take away the energy from you and get rid of, do a healing for you since it could have toxins in it. So here we go. This is a healing from the light ship for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do some more healing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should be released from you. And now we're going to bring in the air from Hawaii. Okay? This will be what they have right now, this very moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, 5, 6, 7. I hope it's fresh air. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. We'll just see how that works for you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm not sure if any of the present comments are relating to... Oh, yes, okay. Very refreshing air. Thank you, says Shane. Presumably that's Hawaii. The Omaha air, I was getting kind of a yucky feeling on the inside of the length of my nose, and then when you brought the Hawaii, well, when you cleared it, it got all kind of tingly, and then when you brought in the Hawaii air, it just felt kind of cool and smooth. Nice. That felt really nice. So presumably that's what Shane is talking about, is the Hawaii air. Holly is saying she feels awake again, and she had previously said she was feeling zombie-like. And Amy was saying lost a lot of consciousness, I think. Let's see. And then the previous one's comments, I think, go along with the euphoria timeline crash. And Ashley is saying a lot of energy in my chest. Wow. And Bonnie is saying I'm getting hot flashes from that. And then, Ron, we have a question from Josh, who I'm guessing is new to the show. And Josh is asking, what is a timeline crash?
Oh, okay. A timeline crash is a parallel lifetime that you are living on with an alien abduction. So the aliens abduct you, and put you into a timeline crash. I mean, put you into a timeline, and we're crashing that to get you off of that timeline. So this is deja vu. This is where people view, like remote viewers view situations, and they say this is what's happening in the future. And that's normally looking at a parallel lifetime that's connected to our physical reality here. So that would be what we are crashing, is getting you off of these parallel lives that you do not belong on. And the aliens abduct you physically and spiritually, both, according to the timeline emotional energies. So I'm just curious here. Warren Buffett's coming here to Omaha, and I think he talks tomorrow, which is Saturday. And this place is supposed to be having like 50,000 people coming in here.
Wow.
Flooding themselves in to listen to him talk or something, or to ask him questions. The newspaper wasn't too favorable of him. But aside from that, the people are coming in here. So very possibly maybe these people that getting rich off other people, possibly. I don't know. He's a multimillionaire, so he would be drawing, I think, people to him who have lots of money. I'm just assuming that, okay, because they are coming in to see him talk. And so maybe they are putting out chemtrails here to the poor people of Omaha, Nebraska, because of Warren Buffett coming here. That's one way to look at it, too. So I don't know what it's like normally here because I don't live here. But that's just food for thought here. So anyway, I hope that answered the question. We'll do a timeline crash. So if anybody would like to do a timeline crash on something, we'll do that. Let's see here. I'm trying to read it myself. It just came up here. Let's do a timeline crash about being, this is from Holly, being zombied out, okay? That's an emotional thing. Remember, they get you when you're numbed out, too. So here we go. So being a zombie, lack of consciousness, whatever. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll get some comments there. And if somebody would like to call in, we can accept maybe a couple callers if they're very brief tonight. I'd like to bring in some energy here from the light ship. I'd like to bring in one each of the 12 source energies. So this is a lot of fun to do here. Here we go. So we're going to bring in energy number one. Just sit back and relax, so stronger. And wait for the maybe another 5 minutes to call in. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm yawning. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Bring in number two, source energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next is number three. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, number four. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And number five, stronger, 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 stronger. Well, stronger, stronger, and stronger. So that's interesting to be yawning during this. I mean, a lot of people are blocked from having the source energy that's in you. Remember, you're created from this here. And so there's something blocking part of this divine source energy that's in you. That's why I'm yawning. So here we go. I think we're on number six here. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And number seven, excuse me, stronger, 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 and stronger. Get a little drink of water here. Number eight, stronger, 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 and stronger. And number nine, stronger, 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 and stronger. And next is number 10. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And number 11. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last one here, number 12. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you should all be feeling pretty well right now. Hopefully you're feeling much better. So I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. That's really nice. Shane is saying a lot of blue energy coming in. Tom is saying he's having a yawning attack. Also, Ashley says feels very alive and invigorating. And Eric says, thanks. Energy flowing through my body now, and I think those are all the comments so far. So that's great. Yeah, that feels. Oh, Rhonda is saying I'm getting very hot in stomach area. Ben, silver white. I'm assuming that means light for me. And then Ben also says there is some weird black speck coming out of him and floating around, it looks like. What might that be, Ron?
Well, that's what you think is leaving, I guess. That's what I would guess. Things are leaving the body here.
Interesting. Okay.
So, go ahead, Carrie.
Did you want to do a chakra balancing? Would this do that for us, bringing those energies in, or is that something that would need to be done additionally?
This could be additional, so let's do this here. Let's go to your heart center and move that around here. There we go. The throat chakra and third eye. Power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And let's do an opening. So heart chakra, number four. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Whoa. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go, everybody. Make sure that you're in your body properly. So we'll take you out and put you back in right now. Now you're in correctly. So let's see if you're here or not. So put your finger out, index finger pointing up. Just stick it out in front of you and see where your hand goes. If it's not directly straight in front of you, then you're going to be not here. You're either going to be in the past if it goes to the left, or in the future if it goes to the right. So if you're not in the exact center as you look out in front of you, like you're putting your finger, you know, from your nose going straight out between your eyes, then you're not here. And if you move your hand slowly from the left or the right, it's kind of like flipping through pages of a book. If you go really slow, you can actually see the frames changing as you're looking at different parallel abduction lifetimes. Remember, because they have to take you and put you somewhere else as you go into a parallel life. And if you do that, you're going to notice that your body changes once you get off the center, because then there's a clone in you, okay? And the clone still has that same consciousness. It somehow connects to your mind. Remember, your mind is what you're normally using, so I don't think the mind really cares what clone comes into the space to use the mind energy, okay? And then it just gets downloaded, and you think that you are the mind. But when you're in the present moment, and you're out of the time-based reality of going up and down, and you're at zero point, you're still not in source zero point energy, but you're in zero point on the timeline, then you have a much better chance living here. So let's bring everybody into that present moment. So we're going to go into where time stops. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're out of time on the time-based reality, and you're no longer being activated or being turned off and on by that time. So now you're kind of here just sitting, you know, watching everything go by you. And everything around you should feel disconnected emotionally to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Yes, I really like it when you do this. It's a very, very nice state to be in. Okay, so we have, well, we have an interesting question from Sharon, which this may have already been corrected by what you did, but she's saying, one of my chakras is hooked up backwards. Just noticed. Can you fix that?
Yeah, okay, here we go. So we'll go to your heart centers and make sure that they're all, that feels good. Throat, okay, and they're being fixed instantly here. Third eye, good. Power chakra, a couple of you are out there backwards. Here we go, turning it around. Here we go, perfect. Second chakra, some of those are off a little bit. There we go. And first chakra, good. So you all should be fine now. Sometimes when I do the clearings here, if they're pretty close, or say maybe they're close to being turned around backwards, they'll just orientate themselves completely backwards as opposed to coming completely forward. So like if you're 160 degrees off, then they'll just move 20 degrees to the nearest point to be resonating with the energy behind you. But they all should be pointed forward, basically. So let's see here. What can we do here? Any
Ron,
ideas,
is that
Carrie,
something? Is that something we can command our spirit to do for us?
Yeah, you can attempt that. Sure, see if it can do it. It might be able to. I don't know how powerful the spirit is in each person to see if they can actually do that or not.
Right.
But it might be worth a try. As you want all your chakras to be facing forward. Let's take away some cordings. That's always beneficial. So do the cordings behind you. We'll get rid of all of them at one time. They're gone. One's in front of you, and they're gone. Okay? So you should feel a little more energy coming to you because you're now not giving away the energy of people wanting to take away and steal your life force energy and the body energy. They want to get your spirit energy along with your physical body energy. So what's next, Carrie? Anything interesting on the fast chat? We can get a caller to call in, maybe.
Oh, sure, yeah. We're on station 2, so if you'd like to call, you can use maybe the last two numbers under the play button on station 2, because Ron and I may be on lines 1 and 2. So line 3 is 415-287-0074 if you'd like to call in with a question or just to let Ron know. Oh, you did? Is anybody there? Is somebody on the line?
Beep.
Oh.
No color coding.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. So let's do another clearing here for everybody. And let's do a clearing let's do self-sabotage. A lot of people like having that one. So here we go. That could be anything. Could be getting up late for work. It could be just anything in your life that is causing a problem for you that you have to have a consequence with. So here we go. Getting rid of that off the timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll be doing our special 8-hour calls coming up next month. And I think we may have emails out on that right now, but if not, they will be out.
Yes,
so that'll
one came
be
out
the
today, Rob.
Starting 14th, Saturday, and then 15, 22, and 29th. So that'll be in May, everybody, for the 8-hour body rejuvenation calls. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yes, so I saw the email on that today, so it did go out to everybody this afternoon sometime, I believe it was, possibly this morning, I don't remember. There are, let's see, there were a couple of, Bonnie was saying she needed a self-sabotage clearing, and she's saying, is self-sabotage from a parallel life?
Oh, yeah, definitely could be. Yeah, remember, the parallel lives that you have, that energy leaks into here. That's when you want to do timeline crashing on it. It still could be inside of you. And then that gets, so that they see that you are a self-sabotaging person. And then they create these hundreds of parallel lives for you to experience that on also. Because it's already stored inside of you. If it didn't resonate with you, they could not take the energy from you. So they abduct you, physically take you there, and then you can become self-sabotaged. And a lot of times you can bring the energy back here, and you wonder why you feel bad during a day or something, or why your life isn't working well. It's just because you have bleed-overs and or bleed-throughs of these lifetimes. So that energy does affect you completely. So let's do some more timeline crashing for that. Here we go, self-sabotage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that could help you out here. And I'll describe the a good clearing to have also is the billboard clearing. So I'll describe what that is. So you see, your psychic billboard is put on you by the dark side. So you're able to take the dark side energy. This is like energies that your natal chart wants to enhance in you. And that's your learning lessons, we'll call it, that's a New Age term, what they would like to have you do by their control. And what happens is when you go into the billboard clearing on the website, you're able to change the program. Remember, the dark side only gave it a program. And you can change that program of what they are having you do and what they are the energy around you and how that brings forth people into your life to validate a situation in your life or to cause you to have a situation. So when you look at your billboard and you decide that you want to change something, normally what you want to change is a negative situation, maybe how people think of you, feel about you, what they're doing to you, like a psychic attack or something. Remember, people can write on your billboard also. And so a lot of people who have used it, I believe, have felt better because they were able to become more empowered because they got rid of a situation, maybe in their life, whatever that would be, because people are reading that, you know, like, you know, good vibrations or bad vibrations. People read those vibrations that you're emitting, and it's basically they're reading your billboard. So whatever you're transmitting to people is how they're going to respond to you. So what happens is you can find out what you're transmitting. If you don't know, ask your friends. They'll tell you, you know, as long as you tell them, you won't get mad at them, what they think of you and how you're responding to them and life in general. And that's where you're living. That is on your billboard. So if you feel grumpy, you know, for the last couple of weeks, you don't know why, that's on your billboard. I'm a grumpy person. And you're going to bring people into your life to respond to that, to validate that situation. And so what you can do is say, well, my old situation is being a grumpy person. Now I want to be a happy person. And you can put that on there, and that will change instantly the vibration that you're transmitting to people. And so you have three ways you can deal with it. What you're transmitting, what you may know about. The second part to the clearing is what other people are writing on there. So maybe you want to get a job, and you haven't had success getting a job. And your last employer put this person is really an awful worker. They're late to work all the time, everything else. So when you go in for your job interview, whether it's true or not, they're reading that information on you. And they won't hire you because they're reading your billboard. They go, oh, this person has bad vibes, okay? And then you also have what the aliens are writing on your billboard. So this is kind of what happens. So by doing this clearing, you're working with a program put on you by the darkness. And you're able then to change that energy, and by doing so, you may have a better life. The cost on it is $20 for a month, and it might be worth trying, everybody, if you haven't tried it. At least do it one time. And but you want to keep on it. You don't want to just do it one time and forget about it. You want to get back and see what's happening to you in your life and how you would like to have that change. And then you want to check it probably every couple days. Now, naturally, if you're looking for a lot of money in your life and you have a job that's a fixed income, you probably won't be able to draw more money out of your job. But you may have other opportunities of getting a second job, okay, or maybe getting a better job. But it's not going to bring forth maybe financial abundance or extra income on the job that you have, although it could possibly. You might get promoted. But if you're just making you know, and you have a certain job title, and that's where you are, you probably may not get extra money, you know, because they're not willing to pay you that unless you get promoted and move into another area in that job market or location where you are working. So what happens is when you go to the clearing, you're actually putting light in there, and you're getting rid of the darkness because you are using your spirit energy, which is light, to imprint on a program by the darkness. And it will still take the program. It will take what you want to put on there. It's just strictly a program. It doesn't have any emotional energy on it. It's just a running program which reads your body, reads your thoughts, and it goes along with that and imprints that information on it so people can read it. So by changing that in your life, then you're taking conscious control of what people are reading, and you can maybe have a better success rate on what you're planning to do. So that's how it works. And the darkness probably is not going to care what's on there because, you know, they're not necessarily watching everybody because the body does it for you anyway. So this is why it's nice to change your billboard. Also, if you have a situation problem with getting a job or something or just not feeling good about yourself, then do the self-empowerment clearing. That one is 6 weeks in length. That's what it will take you probably for most people. And it's $50 to do that. And there's, I think, 39 issues on there that everybody may have and different ways to do the issues. So if you do want to really get serious about your life and maybe move on. It's like a Band-Aid. This one here will help you out. It's not a whole lifetime clearing, but it's designed for people to get jump-started and to get control of their life to do changes. So when you get these issues taken away from you, it's ones that have come up in the moment when you're doing the clearings. And those issues could be with you for quite a while. So if you get rid of the issue, maybe for the last year, then you're fine. But it still is inside of you. This is why you most likely will need to have, if you find one in there that's really stuff full of energy, is you want to do your whole lifetime clearing on it. So another clearing that we have going along with your natal chart is the planet star clearing. And that's very nice. So back to you, Carrie. Maybe you could talk about that one a little bit. It has vortexes in there also.
Yeah. I'll try and open that up. I have the billboard and the self-empowerment up, but you already mentioned the prices on those. So those are really thorough. And the billboard, the self-empowerment one also in the drop-down box, if you have an issue that you know is leaving you feeling stuck in your life, there is a sort of a custom area there, as there are on many of Ron's clearings, where you can put in an issue if you don't see it on the drop-down box. And then the billboard one, Ron, I know you've said you can do that every few days, because I guess our soul family put stuff on there for us, and you know, we might erase it, but then a week later it might get put back on somehow or other. So that's good to do fairly frequently. I'm scrolling down to try and find the stars and planets so that I can talk a little bit about that one. It's that one is $100. And I'm not on the page. I can't find the page quickly enough, I'm afraid, that breaks down what is on there. But there is quite a bit to that one. And it's a nice one if you've already done your natal barcode and disconnected from your natal chart. There are, of course, a great many other bodies in the heavens that we are courted to in numerous ways that are affecting us. And this will disconnect us from those energies. And I think in your 4-in-1 you do a little of that too, don't you, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. I get rid of 13 of the planets in the 4-in-1 clearing. That's where you get your twin flame energies here. So that's
right.
A really nice clearing, but you want to do some other ones beforehand. You want to do a whole lifetime mental clearing, whole lifetime emotional clearing, and a sensory clearing that I'll be putting online shortly here, and or I can do it in person with you. And then from there, you do the 4-in-1, and you get rid of the loneliness feeling in your life normally, and you do feel a lot more empowered, and you don't feel needy. That's the whole thing. So.
And then also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We'll put some peace energy in right now, and then I'll turn it back over to you again. So
okay.
Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feeling pretty good. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, stronger. Starting to yawn here. Stronger, stronger. Wow. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'll keep going here. You guys make a lot of energy here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, there we go, everybody. And we'll see what that does here for you. Maybe you're going to feel much better here. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, that feels great. Thank you, Ron. There was a question emailed to me, not on the fast chat, but to do with the billboard that I was just going to bring up. You have mentioned this before, how the billboard was created by the darkness, but we have this clearing that helps us change that. So maybe you want to just talk a little bit about how it's the light using a tool that actually was put in place by the dark side.
It's strictly a program. And so the program is there, and you're able to go into a program and use it whatever way you choose to. So that's the way it works. So it's just a running program that connects to your thoughts and then radiates your mindset. We use the word mindset, okay? Remember, you could be happy one day, sad the next. So it radiates the energy of your mindset. So whatever you're thinking of, normally it's going to transmit that. Now, if you're like in depression, it's going to transmit depression for a long time. So you're going to draw to yourself more depression because you're going to be drawing people to push the button for depression on you or to bring forth people who are depressed, which will be a self-fulfilling prophecy for you. And then you may not feel quite as bad because they may be worse than you are. Or maybe not quite as bad. Then you feel even more depressed because, you know, they're better off than you. So anyway, that's kind of the way it works. But it is a tool that you can use. And see how it works. And it normally works out well for people. They like it. And just I know that you're self-empowered to change how the darkness is doing stuff on you and to you is very nice in itself. So that's kind of what it's for, is to get yourself so that you're able to have a better life. All the whole lifetime clearings, everything on the website is there to provide you with a better life and to get rid of the darkness out of you so that your spirit can come more into your body. This is the whole process why we have these clearings. I wish we just had one clearing to do everything, but that doesn't it hasn't worked that way, unfortunately. But that's at least you are having a way to advance yourself so that you are feeling better. So we're going to do a clearing here, unless you have something to add there, Carrie.
Well, I have just pulled up the self-empowerment clearing if you wanted me to just talk a little bit about what was in the drop-down box.
Yeah, maybe you can read off a few of those titles there.
Yeah, so there are 39. Well, 39. The 39th is actually you putting in your own issue. So some of them, if you're feeling this, then it'll ring true for you, and you'll know that you'll be wanting to come on and do this clearing. And you do have six weeks to work your way through all this, so lots of time. So you can really, really cover a ton of ground, and it's an awful lot of things that we all deal with at one or another point in our lives. So the first one is feeling stuck or paralyzed, and then feeling unworthy, being victimized, feeling depressed, abused, disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used, unwanted, disappointed, put upon, pushed, unloved, family rejection, emotionally drained, failure, anger, and on this, as Ron was saying, 38 plus the 139 for your own special issue. So it really covers a tremendous amount of ground. So, and then I know on here somewhere there was a section also for, I believe, curses and hexes. If someone in this life or another has put a curse on you, I think you can take those off in the self-empowerment. It's not jumping out at me right now on this page, but I remember doing that when I did it.
That's also on there, yes. It's aliens are on there also, I believe.
Yeah.
So I think there's four entries on that or five that you can take an issue and expand it out into a more complicated clearing, but it covers a lot more stuff. Remember, we deal with stuff here.
Yeah.
Another word for
it
starts with S also, but the stuff is more easier to use. But our time here is about 57 after, and I'm sure there's a show after us that we need off here. So I'll say blessings to all of you, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And if you happen to be in Omaha, I'll be at the Wellness Health Expo. The Cross Street are in Omaha would be Capitol and 17th. So Capitol and 17th is where the event is being held. It's the Civic Center, I believe. It's Civic something, so... Anyway, blessings. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Okay.
Blessings to everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.